What about Atlanta's defense makes you want to come here over the other teams that you visited with?
Just the fact that that it's different football. I mean, the philosophy is just be high energy, be aggressive, and just go out there and do what you do best. So, as me as a D lineman, that's the best situation I can be in.
And how did, when you met with DQ and Thomas, how exactly did he say he planned to feature you, and what did he say he envisioned your role being for this team?
He just said he gonna let me play ball. He said he watched film on me, and he saw the abilities that I had. So he just thought I can be a dominant player, so he just let me play.
That's it for me.
All right, Atlanta Journal, Darryl Ledbetter.
Yeah, Don Terry, D. Orlando Ledbetter here with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Ted Cruz said you're a good guy to deal with, so we're looking forward to working with you here.
Yes, sir. Question. Yes, sir.
Okay. Question, can you still run the 4.98 in the 40 there?
I think so, man. I think so. I don't know if I'll ever test it again, but I think I still got it.
Okay. And you okay with the back? They keep talking about the back, but you're playing still over 800 snaps a year, though.
Yeah. I mean, the back is all the way good, so, yeah.
And Coach said that he's not going to use you as strictly a nose. He said you're a defensive tackle. You can play over the guard and center. Is that attractive to you?
Yeah, it's very attractive. And like I said, man, he said he's going to let us play. So anyway, I can come in and help the team, I'm willing to do it.
All right. Thank you, Don Terry.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Vaughn McClure from ESPN.com.
Now, Terry, how you doing, man?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Where do you feel the most comfortable weight-wise during the season? Where do you feel that your most comfortable weight is?
Around 335, 340. I feel like it's pretty good for me.
Okay. And where are you right now?
I'm 340 right now.
And when Coach talked to you about that, you know, he just talked about, you know, playing in this scheme, everything like that. I'm sure you guys were on the same page about where you want to be weight-wise. Can you talk about that and having that conversation with Coach Quinn?
Yeah, so just basically he wanted me to be able to play and play a second set of defense. So I figure I'd be around 330, 335, and I'll play it that way. But like I say, whatever they need me to do to help the team, man, I'm willing to do it. So we'll go from there.
Okay, and I'm sorry, I missed that first part because there was people coming in. Say it again. What did you say again about that discussion with him?
Yeah, he just told me he wanted me to come in and play fast and be aggressive. So around 330, I think, is where I play at most of the year. But I feel like that would be a comfortable way for me, too.
Okay.
Good, Vaughn. Can I move on?
Yeah, keep going. I'll come back to when second
round. Yeah, no problem. I'll come back for follow-ups. Just one double check. I'm going to go through this again to make sure nobody. I know a couple people popped on. Is the Associated Press on the line?
Yeah, hey, Brian, it's George.
Hey, George. Go ahead, bud.
Yeah, just with all the personnel you've got, and I missed the first question Darryl asked, but just the other personnel you've got around you right now, I mean, there's some playmakers. What does that do to get you excited about coming here?
Oh, it gets me really excited. I mean, they got guys like Big Bees and Grady Jarrett and guys on the back end behind me that's playing fast and making plays. So that was real attractive for me.
And the scheme, you've addressed that. I mean, it's kind of a hybrid thing at times. I mean, you're going to be asked to push the middle of the pocket. Is that that's something I get to hear? That's what you do, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like I can do that and a lot more. So whatever the defense asks, I'll do it. So we'll see.
All right, I'm good. Thank you. All right, thanks, George. I'll just do a couple more here to see if we got anybody else before we pop around for follow-ups. Is anybody from 92.9 jump on the line? No. How about 680, the fan? Channel 2 WS. Oh, go ahead.
I'm on the call with the Telegraph. It's a
Macon Telegraph.
Yeah, it's a Brandon Hutch.
Yeah, go ahead, bud. If you got a question, go ahead.
Hey, I'm sorry. So, how do you see yourself fitting in?
I think it'll be pretty good because the whole atmosphere when I was there was just family like atmosphere and everybody's pretty cool and laid back, so I think I'll fit in like a puzzle piece, so it should be fun.
Can you repeat that?
You were breaking up.
Yeah. So do you feel like that you have the opportunity to serve as a leader on a group that's younger?
Oh yeah. So it is a young defense. So I'm coming in, like I said, to do whatever I need. So if that's one of the things I need to do, it'll definitely be addressed. So I'm just coming in to help the team.
Thank you.
We'll circle back for any follow ups. AtlantaFalcons.com. Do you have anything?
Hey, Don Terry. I just had one more question for you. Briefly talked about how you're excited to play with guys like Grady Jarrett and Vic Beasley. You know, you've been a part of a team that's had a pretty talented defensive front. Where do you feel like you can help that unit specifically and the other young guys on the defense?
I feel like just my experience itself is big, and the fact that we'll go out there and have some fun and make plays. So like we'll spread the wealth and we'll just go out there and do what we need to do.
And just one last one. Do you feel like you've obviously had a lot of success so far in your career, but do you still feel like the best is in front of you?
Oh, the best is definitely in front of me. With this defense that they're running out there, with how DQ explained to me how we'll be playing, I feel like the best years are definitely coming up.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
D-Leg, go ahead, bud, if you got any follow-ups.
Yes, Don Terry, was it comforting that Scott Pioli was here? Did that help the Falcons in their recruiting of you since he drafted you?
Oh, yeah, it was good to see a familiar face, man. And I know Scott, he was going to draft me in KC, so I know about him. I know his background. I know his history, and he's a good dude, so it was good to see him.
Any hard feelings with the Chiefs? I know they thought about franchising you and then elected to, you know, go this route.
Nah, none at all. I mean, it's the business that we're in, man. So they made their choice and I made mine. So it is what it is.
All right, thank you very much. Look forward to meeting you in person.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you.
Vaughn McClure, you got a follow-up, bud?
Yeah, I got a couple for you. Curious if you talked to DQ at all about playing a little bit of offense here like you did in Kansas City.
Oh, no, we ain't talked about that. That was not ever talked about. It just kind of happened in KC. So if it happens, it happens. Uh-huh. If it don't, I'm here to play defense anyway, so I'm cool with that.
But you enjoyed that element, didn't you? Didn't you enjoy the attention that came with that?
I don't know if I enjoyed the attention that came with it, but I enjoyed scoring, most definitely.
Yeah, that's great. Tell me, how difficult, you know, we were talking about the process and you talked about why you picked the Falcons. How tough was it to turn down a guy over in Indianapolis that you were very familiar with Chris Ballard?
Oh, it was real tough because I got none but respect for Chris and the job that he does pretty much everywhere he's been in KC and now what he's doing in Indy. But I just had to make this choice that I felt with. I went with my gut and I just figured I would help the best in Atlanta. So that's what I'm here to do.
And then one last thing for me, I talked to a coach who said the system that you played in Kansas City, he said, you know, it really wasn't conducive for you showing off what kind of ability you have as a pass rusher. Do you agree with that? Do you feel like you have something that people haven't seen up tap potential as far as getting to the quarterback?
I definitely do, because this style of defense, like I said, it let D linemen play. It let us play football. It let us attack. It let us go do what D linemen were made to do. So I definitely feel like it'll be real good for me.